I wonder if you could just start by telling us about some of the reasons why this coalition came together to oppose Rahm Emanuel for an ambassadorship.
So I am with the People's Lobby. We're a metropolitan-wide organization working on racial, economic, and gender justice issues. And People's Action is the national organization that we're affiliated with 40 groups around the country doing similar work. And as you mentioned earlier, like, this is actually a nationwide coalition of organizations of all kinds and stripes that have come together to oppose Emanuel's appointment to this position. So, but speaking from the perspective of a Chicagoan, our experience with Rahm Emanuel is that he does not have the temperament or the right ethical approach to public life to hold this position and represent the United States in the way that we need to be represented in this time. And I'll give you a few examples. So in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel governed with very much of an iron fist and did not consult with or communicate with or really work with communities about the impacts that his policy programs would have in our communities. So one quick example is early on in his tenure, he closed 50 public schools in predominantly Black communities, also in Latinx communities. And this was just very traumatic for students and parents, as schools are the anchors of our communities. That was done with very little consultation. And, you know, the other really important thing is to remember is that Rahm Emanuel helped cover up the murder of a Black teenager named Laquan McDonald by a member of the Chicago Police Department. So that in and of itself ought to disqualify him from any kind of position that requires truthfulness, collaboration, and frankly, like, and then any attachment to any kind of ethical behavior.
I understand that he also has a reputation, a nickname of a Rambo Emanuel, that he is quite militaristic in his approach. And in an area of ambassadorship, but diplomacy is pretty important.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I would say, you know, Donald Trump whipped up a tremendous amount of anti-Asian racism and used that racism to consolidate his political base. And we've seen the devastating consequences for people of Asian descent over the last few years. And no example more stark than this week in Atlanta with the murder of 6 Asian women and 2 other folks. And it just, in this time, what we need from the Biden administration is actually to tone down any kind of anti-China rhetoric. We need to understand that the Chinese people and the Chinese government are not our enemy. And in fact, we need to be working across the globe with other countries in order to make us all safe from this virus and to address climate change. And so we need somebody in that position that is going to be respectful, diplomatic, and be the best representation that we can have for the United States in this moment. And again, that is not Rahm Emanuel, to your point.
Well, you've got quite a broad coalition of groups that are opposing having Rahm Emanuel in this kind of position at the federal level. How did this coalition come about? How are all of these different groups agreeing on this?
That's a good question. I just think that we all share a vision of our country. Well, we share a different vision for our country. Well, let me restart that answer. I want to say I think we share a vision for our country where government is actually the place where we solve our collective problems and make our society more equitable. And when you share those values, it's actually pretty easy to agree on a thing like Rahm Emanuel should not have a cabinet position or be an ambassador to countries that are significant allies of ours.
Well, thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking with Christy Sanford. She is one of the coalition members of People's Action, Roots Action, that's opposing Rahm Emanuel for consideration as a potential ambassador to Japan or China in the Biden administration. Thank you, Christy, for joining us today on KBOO.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.